President, I have a little additional information on the question that you raised. The present arrangement requires $30,000 of preference income before the minimum tax starts taking effect. So that you know that you're talking about people who have at least that much. That's just their preference income as distinct from other income. Second, in 1970, which is the only year we have the data for, $120 million was paid in as a result of the minimum tax as it's now operating. 75,000 individuals filed returns, 19,000 paid a tax. It's interesting that of those 19,000, 1,500 had no adjusted gross income. That is when you compare their preference income with their wage and salary income. And of those 1,500,
no adjusted gross income.
But they were able to use the shelter all of their other income.
Right, 100% shelter.
And they showed an adjusted gross income. Those 1,500 people of minus 105 million, that is, they over-sheltered, so to speak. And they had a preference income in total of 136 million. They managed to come out with 8.5 million of tax. The point being that what you're talking about here are people with lots and lots of money. They are able to play around with this, shelter themselves, but I think they. If you were looking for just a calibration of this in terms of income, it probably has a negligible impact below 50,000, and probably not much impact until you get way up into higher numbers than that.
Was that 8.5 million of tax paid by the 1,500 or 19,000?
By the 1,500. 120 million is what was collected on that. Now, your proposal is 69. Instead of going to 30,000 before any tax on preference income is paid, proposed to start at $10,000. So that would have made a big difference. Also, the rate that was proposed was basically half the rate of the bracket they were in. In other words, 7 to 35% being half of 14 to 70. And no doubt the effective average of that would have, on this kind of income, must have come to something on the order of 20 to 25%, in other words, somewhere near where Arthur was saying. So that a return to the proposals that you put forward in 69, or even just going to the rate that you implicitly put forward in 69, would raise the amount.
Yeah, the problem is, John, is that, of course, is that even though it is limited to higher brackets, it's a tax increase.
Right. Sure, tax increase, no doubt.
The only way that you could, the question is whether you do, well, actually, if you do that, I'm sure as hell not going to add to the amount, total amount of taxes. There's not going to be a net tax increase in the proposal you make. I'm not going to do it. We don't want the extra money. We don't want the state government to get any bigger. But,
you have any more questions on that? Or?
Probably.
It's just a difficult
to any tax increase. corporations have always believed that if you approve as early as 1969 tax reform, and that one reason Congress did not care about in the way that you had recommended is with regard to the minimum tax, and you think it should be at a higher level than the Democratic Congress has enacted, and that this comes under the category, this is old fashioned politics.
Yeah, what I'm getting at is, let me say that. I'm just trying to think how you put it in the most political way. I'm not even trying to do it yet, but you put it in the most political way. What you would say is that I called upon the Congress again to enact the tax reform that I proposed in 1969. The tax reform does provide for a higher tax for those who have tax shelters. You can't be hit the answer bouncy about it. You've got to say 30,000 and so forth. People are going to worry we're earning five.
I think you might be all right on that if you would say it's not the revenue, it's the principle of the thing.
And you want to call it a higher tax, greater compensation to the cost of
greater equity.
The emphasis of equity.
Well, of course, that's the purpose of this reform, the emphasis of equity. The only problem is it does raise more revenue.
Well, in 1970, the present system collected $120 million.
I still think that what I would do was to take that, and even though it's minimal, I would put that as a first installment on whatever we're going to do in terms of our long-term property tax.
Then you'd want to be a part of the total picking stuff.
That's right, over a four-year period. The property tax rate cannot come in any sizable amount now. There's that. You can't do it 1 year. You can't do it 2 years. You can't do it 3 years. It should be about 4 years. In my opinion. I'm just thinking out loud. But the point is here that having proposed this in 69, the Congress not having enacted, I call upon the Congress again to enact in the interest of equity provisions of my 1969 proposal. Let me try to think.
Let me tell you.
And leave it about, and I don't rewrite it in a way that I'll. No,
I bet. The real problem is 4 years since.
Oh, that's okay.
Because you are disassembling local tax assessment and collection.
That I find. I don't do it. Then let's just. I do not want $600 million in other revenue here to buy on the dot man.
That's how I stand.
So we'll take the $600 million and give it to somebody.
Well, the point of property tax relief.
I wouldn't give it to the poor. That is more needed. I give it to the elderly or I provide it for the middle income people or whatever the hell you want. But I call upon the Congress again to enact the proposal. So. Of course, just adjust that $600 million we're talking about. These guys have gotten away with it because the Congress didn't enact it. You see, if you could work out something that I think it's very important to run this by, we're only talking now, by the way, you forget we ever said it, but you've got to run by the economy then, because he's out all the time. He's quite aware of this, but on the other hand,
your property tax, in a sense, there is no such thing as the property tax. It varies tremendously. So the problem of interlocking the federal government to all of the jurisdictions, city and state, is great. One method to handle this, although it has its disadvantage because it has some set it the other way, but one method to handle it is just to make the property tax, say, for the elderly whose income is no higher than something, a tax credit. They can just deduct it fully. Then you're not interlocking with state and local systems at all. But if they can just deduct fully any tax that they pay as property tax, so they have not paid any
tax. Property tax for people 60 or older, and they
cutting their tax as a result of this income rather than spending it.